morning. You are listening to Castle Country Radio Stations, and joining me in the studio right now, Sheriff Jeff Wood. How are you today?
I'm happy today. It's a good day. It's hot outside, but it's good.
You know, it is so hot outside. I swear to you, it is the hottest I remember it being in a long time. But I say that every year. Yeah. I think it just takes a while, and then I forget, and I'm like, oh, yeah, it's hot again.
It feels hot. Well, I came out at 4 this morning, and it was like 64 degrees at my house at 4 in the morning. It was nice.
Right.
But it's going to be a hot day.
But you're saying, oh, great, today is going to be blazing hot.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? It is hot, and we live in the desert. It is dry.
It's dry.
Which kind of comes with some complications when it's my favorite holiday coming up.
The 4th of July is upon us. And you know, with the spring rains that we had, the weeds have grown a lot, but now they're dry and they're ready to burn. And I would just encourage everyone, if you're going to do your own fireworks show, to have water handy, have buckets of water, garden hose right there, because it can really get out of control really fast. Watch your aerial fireworks. There are no restrictions right now, but just be careful.
Right. It takes one person to say, okay, restrictions are needed.
Yeah, and it'll get out of hand so fast. And you know, with these little thunderstorms that come with this time of year, you get those microburst winds, and they'll spread fire like crazy.
And it can happen before you even realize. So, I mean, just be really careful. Aside from doing personal fireworks, there are a lot of fireworks shows going on in the area.
There are. Pleasant Valley Days is going to be this weekend. So Saturday night up there, July 2nd, you'll have fireworks over the island, the traditional over the island show. And they'll have their regular thing. There'll be a parade up there, and there's going to be the booths all set up. So it's the festival up there that they have. That'll be a lot of fun. And then on the 4th of July, here at our own Carbon County Fairgrounds, they're doing Energy Days. And so there's going to be a lot of fun things there and fireworks that night as well.
You know what? Energy Days is so much fun this year, too.
It's a blast. I love Energy Days. That's a good time.
There are a ton of things on the agenda. And most of all, just make sure that you're careful, especially for those individuals that are traveling to Pleasant Valley Days in Schofield on your way home. It's that, I swear, from the town to the railroad tracks. It's the longest drive on the planet.
It seems like it, yeah. And, you know, a lot of wildlife right there. You just want to be careful. We'll have deputies up there, as we do every year. There'll be some deputies that are posted there to work the festival. There'll be others on patrol. But I would just encourage everyone to be careful. It seems like we seem to have a lot of incidents up there during that time of year with four-wheelers racing around or whatever it may be. Just be considerate. There's going to be a lot of people in Schofield.
Right. And again, make sure to head on out to Energy Days on Monday, July 4th. It's taking place at the Carbon County Event Center from start to finish. Everything is free. Lots of fun. And we're going to be seeing you guys out there as well.
Yeah, I'll be there. And there'll be deputy sheriffs there. Come up and say hi. You know, we like to interact with the public as much as we can. So it'll be a good time. I want to give a shout out to our detectives at the sheriff's office. They've been working hard lately. They're working on cold cases, but they're also keeping up with their regular caseload. And I think we're making progress on some of these cold cases, so it's a good thing.
And you know, that's fantastic. I love that you guys are constantly keeping the community updated. And you know, I've heard a lot of things. Well, look at all these things that are going on in our town. Look at all these bad things that are happening. No, they've always been happening, but now your whole, from the very beginning, was transparency. You want everyone to know what's happening, and you guys are doing a fantastic job.
Yeah, I want people to know what they're paying for, basically. I mean, law enforcement works for our community, and we need to keep them advised. And understand, we can't tell you every detail of everything we're doing, but I'll definitely keep you posted as to what's going on.
So. Absolutely. And again, make sure to like them on Facebook, and stay updated on everything that's happening. Sheriff Wood comes into the studios every single week to give us an update. Just make sure that we know exactly what's happening, and you're always giving us little tips on things to do, things to be safe.
You know, and I like doing that. And you know, I think I threw it out last week, but again, your vehicles in this heat, don't leave your pets or children in the vehicles, not even for a minute. It gets so hot in the car that it's just, I think I read this morning there was an infant left in a car, and it, fortunately the child survived, but scary, scary.
It absolutely is. Well, if you have any additional questions, more information on either Pleasant Valley Days or the Energy Days celebration taking place at the Carbon County Fairgrounds, you can find all this information and more. Just go to castlecountryradio.com. Well, Sheriff, is there anything else you wanted to mention?
I just want to say, see everyone out at the festivals. It'll be a good time this weekend, and look forward to another successful 4th of July here in Carbon County.
Absolutely. Lots of fun. And of course, don't forget, be careful while you're out there lighting fireworks. If you're out at a fireworks show, still be careful, be cautious, and be aware, because it is dry and it is really hot, and fires can spread really quickly.
Way fast.
Really fast, especially when you're out there in the mountains. I mean, You're camping for the weekend, lighting off fireworks. It can be disastrous in no time.
Yeah, I probably just wouldn't even do it there. I'd do it in my own yard, and that would be that.
Right. You're listening to Castle Country Radio Stations. Make sure to keep your dials right here.